USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren is dropping out of the Democratic primary. Speaking outside her home in Massachusetts, she says,
I will not be running for president in 2020, but I guarantee I will stay in the fight for the hardworking folks across this country who've gotten the short end of the stick over and over. That's been the fight of my life, and it will continue to be so.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the United States has offered humanitarian assistance and medical supplies to those countries in need due to the growing coronavirus threat.
We're working with Italy and South Korea, two countries that have been hit especially hard, to create effective exit screenings for passengers coming to the United States. We've also extended offers to help the Islamic Republic of Iran, and we hope that the government of Iran will heed our offers of humanitarian assistance and medical supplies.
USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203, 877-878-4203.